Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:26 Pacific Summertime. And, well, today is April 20th. Well, considering just how much that markets had pulled back on Friday, then today's rally was really fairly impressive on Wall Street. If you kind of feed it backwards and look at the reaction in Asia today to the pullback on Friday that you had in Europe and in Asia, then today's move on Wall Street should act as a fairly positive sign to the rest of Asia tomorrow. What you have, though, in Asia, and it was certainly evident in the discussions that we had at the chart seminar in Singapore last week, and also from the sort of sentiment among people that I was talking to in China over the last 2 weeks, has been that people are very surprised by the speed with which the market has rallied, and that it really has been enormously fortunate for anyone that had a long position, but that anyone sitting on the sidelines has been presented with this really very difficult choice as to whether you buy today at the risk that today would probably be the last day of the rally and then you'd be underwater tomorrow, or whether you would be lucky and that it would continue for a little while longer. That when markets are breaking out and rallying so incredibly impressively, that there's stress for those who are in the market and also stress for those that have not yet entered the market. Well, today's downward dynamic on the Hang Seng and the small key reversal on the A-share market suggests that a peak of at least near-term significance is in there. I think particularly interesting is the fact that the brokerage shares, like CITIC Securities and a number of the other mainland brokers, they had led the move from late last year. They had their very explosive breakouts in November. There was a clampdown at that point on leverage trading, and particularly in the respect in the ability of those brokers to extend leverage, because they'd been investing in themselves or lending money for people to invest in their own shares. That resulted in a pullback in consolidation. Well, it's taken until just the last 3 weeks for a number of, the majority of other Chinese shares to have similar breakouts. That also resulted in the brokerage shares really doing very well indeed. Well, they've been pulling back for the last 5 or 6 days. They've been leading throughout this move. So really, when you look at the way that the volumes have been increasing, the demand for leverage, and really a lot of people thinking that this is the end of what has been a really very contained period for the stock market, then the potential that this really is only a short to medium term pullback, and that this is really only the foothills of what could be a very significant medium term bull, I think is probably the most likely scenario. Therefore, when you look at the examples that we have of major breakouts over the last few years, particularly from these long trading ranges, well, Japan certainly stands out in that it had this explosive breakout, a fairly lengthy consolidation before it reasserted on the upside. We're certainly seeing a lot of people talking about bubble activity, but it would really be a misnomer to characterize a massive breakout from a very lengthy congestion area as a bubble. A bubble is the last phase of a what could potentially be a lengthy bull market, and we certainly haven't been presented with bull market valuations in some of these China indices. In fact, they've been some of the most attractive in the world. Well, then when we think about the kind of market that we're in at the moment, then when we ask this simple question about at the chart seminar, we always talk on the second day about the psychological perception stages of the major bull and bear markets, and well, towards the end we'll ask the question, where do you think we are right now? Well, the majority of people said that we were in the third psychological perception stage, that we were entering the mania phase. Well, you could argue that. You could say that we're in the mania phase for some of the very high-flying sectors, but it just goes to show where the endlessly fractal way that we can look at the market, because if you just take a bigger step back and look at where we are in the major cycle, well, then we've really only broken out of a 15-year range for the FTSE 100. For Wall Street, it's only been a major breakout in the last 18 months. So, yes, we are still trending higher. And the fact that we are trending higher is a stressful event for a lot of people, that they look at the market and think that it's difficult to buy now because the market's been going up for 6 years. People will argue that this market is overvalued. Some will say that it's fairly valued. And I've also heard people say that if you back out the cash, that a lot of these shares are still cheap. Well, that's the problem with fundamental analysis, is that you could be talking for weeks and still be no closer to coming up with a substantive view. But what we look at in terms of the consistency of the chart is that the S&P and the Nasdaq are still trending higher, that we've seen powerful breakouts in a whole range of other stock markets, and that the fall that we've had in oil prices is very much a tailwind for the vast majority of economies. When you look at oil prices, the chances are that we have seen the low for this decline, and that the outlook is for recovery, but that it's probably likely to be a little bit less quick than we've seen on other oil bounces. That the likelihood is that the higher prices go, the greater the incentive will be to reverse the decline in the rig count, and that the ability of unconventional oil producers to increase supply is really quite a bit faster than we've seen in previous cycles. It suggests that we're going to have a very volatile environment in the energy sector, but that with the prognosis being that energy prices have bottomed, at least oil prices have bottomed, that the oil service sector could do additionally well from here. When you take a broader look around, then the fact that Argentina is going to have an election towards the end of this year, and that two of the three candidates represent potential reform candidates, well, then that's potentially very positive indeed, and something I think is probably worth keeping an eye on. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.